Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through a set of reflective questions that are meant to help us affirm our true self by uncovering and naming our false self. The truest truth about who we are is that we are good and loved from the beginning. Our true self is rooted in God and therefore rooted in love and belonging. However, along the way, our life experiences tell us otherwise. And in an effort to protect ourselves, we develop false self identities. Our false self is our wounded self, the self that searches for things in the world to help us deal with these wounds. According to Thomas Merton, our false self is an illusion. It is the self of our own making and therefore does not actually exist. We end up allowing an illusion to drive our lives. In his book, New Seeds of Contemplation, Thomas Merton said this about the false self. All sin starts from the assumption that my false self, the self that exists only in my own egocentric desires, is the fundamental reality of life to which everything else in the universe is ordered. Thus, I use up my life in the desire for pleasures and the thirst for experiences, for power, honor, knowledge, and love, to clothe this false self and construct its nothingness into something objectively real. And I wind experiences around myself and cover myself with pleasures and glory like bandages in order to make myself perceptible to myself and to the world, as if I were an invisible body that could only become visible when something visible covered its surface. In order to live freely from a place of true self, we each must do some work to identify the illusion of self that we have created. So today's practice is one of using a set of reflective questions to help us better identify our false self. I borrowed these questions from David Benner's excellent book, The Gift of Being Yourself, The Sacred Call to Self-Discovery. For a season, I committed to journaling through these questions once a week, personally, in a pursuit of better identifying my false self, who she is, and when and how she tends to show up in my life. And so today I want to share these with you. And so I want to invite you now, if you don't already have one, to grab a journal and a pen. I'm going to be asking you each of these questions and then allowing some time for you to journal and respond. And as always, if you need more time, you can simply press pause. Now, as we begin to move towards this time of reflection, I want to invite you just to take a few deep breaths. If you are not already aware, I invite you to become aware of God who is with you in this very moment, God who loves you and delights in you. God who wants to help you look honestly at who you are. The first question in this set of reflective questions is this: what has caused me fear and anxiety today? I'll say that again. What has caused me fear and anxiety today? I'm going to give you a few minutes, and I want you just to consider and to journal and write down what has caused you fear and anxiety today. The second question in this set of reflective questions is this: of what or of whom am I most afraid? Again, of what or of whom am I most afraid? Now, there's nothing wrong if this brings up some of the same answers as the first question. Honestly, if you begin to see things repeating here, then you know you're on to something. I'm going to give you a few minutes, and I want you to sit with and journal in response to that question. Of what or of whom am I most afraid? The third question is this: what do I hoard or cling to out of fear and scarcity? Again, what do I hoard or cling to out of fear and scarcity? What is it in your life you are grasping? Take a few moments and consider this. The fourth question is this. In the last week, when have I been defensive and why? When have I felt the need to defend myself or prove something to another? Again, in the last week, when have I been defensive and why? When have I felt the need to defend myself or prove something to another? Again, take a few minutes and consider these questions. The fifth question is this. What about others seems to bother me most this week? Who or what has rubbed me wrong in some way? Again, what about others seems to bother me most this week? Who or what rubbed me in some way? The sixth question is this. In the last week, what has made me feel most vulnerable or has made me want to withdraw or run for cover? Again, in the last week, what has made me feel most vulnerable or has made me want to withdraw or run for cover? And our final question is this. What is the image of myself to which I am most attached? So what we mean by this is, what is it that I need others to see me as? An example might be as strong or someone who holds things together. Maybe we're attached to looking a certain way, being seen as intelligent or wealthy or powerful, whatever it might be, consider, what is the image of myself to which I am most attached? Take a few moments and journal in response. I think that you'll find that these questions will prove to be most fruitful for you if you will come back to them periodically. Perhaps commit to journaling through them once a week for a month and notice what patterns and themes surface. Doing the work of identifying our false self is important in the journey of learning to embrace our belovedness. So remember, as you make discoveries about yourself, to be gentle, compassionate, and kind. Our false selves were created in many ways for our survival, and so we can thank them for their service, but invite them to now take a back seat as we allow our true self to take the lead. Let me end this with a blessing. May you, my brothers and sisters, have the awareness and persistence to explore and name who you are, and may you experience the freedom that comes from knowing and living from your true self, the one who is called good and loved from the beginning. Peace be with you.